Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm big on Fame, but I didn't hear the song. Was it?
Oh, it was I Wanna Live Forever.
It was.
That one.
Irene
Cara. From the show.
I remember.
You do, right? Debbie Allen's still dancing. You know, the lead choreographer and the teacher with the big stick in that TV show has an entire dance academy in New York. And of course, I sit here with my busted leg like, you know, if my mother had just let me join the Mickey Mouse Club. Anyway.
Yeah, or if you practiced hard on your keyboards, maybe that was the way in.
Quite right. Oh, gosh, you just reminded me of all the instruments I quit. Adam, okay, the world view is not regrets, but the future. We've been talking a little bit about this this unfortunate car crash. Tiger Woods is hospitalized and undergoing surgery.
Doesn't sound nice, does it, at all? Multiple leg injuries, we're told. I've heard one description of how the bone was sticking out of his leg, poor Tiger Woods. After suffering what they call a rollover in an area called Rolling Hills, which seems unfortunate. I think it's the deputy sheriff, who was one of the first ones to arrive in this neck of the woods in Los Angeles, said that he was lucky to be alive, and indeed that when he arrived, Tiger Woods was alive and conscious, and he's, as we know, gone for leg surgery. And this soon after, I mean really soon after, his latest back surgery. He's had five operations on his back. All of this, of course, won't help at the US Masters in April, although I think we can kind of assume that he won't be making it for that. But also very different and altogether more worrying than Tiger's last crash. Remember 2009?
Correct.
He banged into a fire hydrant,
yes,
being pursued by his irate Ian wife.
Yes.
This is a very different thing. And you know, there's every sympathy for the guy. You know, he's been battling to get right medically for some time.
He has been. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen that documentary that came out. I mean, I have such respect for Tiger Woods and his mental fortitude to come back from what he's come back from, public shame,
yeah,
and stuff. But he's got such an extraordinarily high threshold for pain. You know, which is part of why the addiction to Ambien and all those things and all those painkillers. But I can't imagine what two broken legs and being able to be lucid when somebody says, "Is your name Tiger?" And I suppose it's the shock that allowed him to get through it.
Maybe a bit of that, yeah. That would have sort of seen him through. But now, ultimately, oh boy, will he need those painkillers, yeah, from the sound of it.
He certainly will. He's won a Masters with a busted leg, you know. So, unlike some of us who can barely broadcast with one. The next story, I hate to say this. You know, I am not shocked.
Go on.
I'm not shocked about your next story. I'm sorry to say.
Well, to some extent, I suppose we could have seen it coming. There was an investigation two and a half years ago into Gerard Depardieu, and that was dropped for a lack of evidence. Well, it's come back again. So Gerard Depardieu has been charged again, charged with rape and sexual assault. The allegations are said to be made by an actress in her 20s and date from 3 years ago. So we're not going back way back in time. Although he does have that sort of wild man of France kind of image, which has done him some good in career terms, but whether, of course, it does him any good in personal terms. This is a guy who's made 200 films, mainly in France, mainly in French, but then he won a Golden Globe for Green Card. Remember that? It was a sort of so-so rom-com, wasn't it, with Andy McDowell, as I recall.
It was wonderful.
But do you think it's wonderful? I'm not an Andy McDowell fan.
I was sitting in South Africa and figuring how to confuse, you know, immigration when I finally...
Yes. Yeah, I like the montage of where they fake the photos. That's quite fun, yeah.
Yes.
Not that I'm advocating that, of course. But also, Gerard Depardieu, again, he had a brush with the law not very long ago. Remember, he got caught peeing into a bottle on a plane.
Correct.
And got terribly angry about everything and basically got bundled off the plane by security. He's a bit larger than life, but if that extends into rape and sexual assault, he's in a lot of trouble.
And moving to Russia because he hated the tax regime in France, but that's something different.
Too. Yeah.
Okay, and then on to the unusual issues in the pandemic in Canada. What's wrong with their butter?
They're getting very churned up in Canada about their butter because, thank you, something is amiss. Basically, social media is spread thickly with this, that people can no longer basically butter their sandwiches. Butter no longer softens at room temperature.
Oh.
And not just one make, but all kinds of butter made in Canada. So what it's thought is that there's been an increase and a huge increase in demand for butter during Canada's lockdown. So farmers upped production, and to do that, they changed cattle feed and may have put in some more palm oil, is the theory. The result, harder, more rubbery butter. So 37 million Canadians are feeling hard done by, and they may be laying it on a bit thick. But something else to blame on the pandemic. Don't we need lots of things to blame on this wretched damn virus?
We surely do. I would also be upset. I mean, I'm sorry, Buttergate is a thing. Thank you so much to you, Adam Gilchrist. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.